she had fireplace, you know, she'd take that, make a bread that way.
Mm-hmm. That's interesting. How about other kinds of bread?
Flour bread, just biscuits, and you know, they had what they call a hoe cake, you know, that they would make it, roll it into our own. And it's a big piece, you know, you probably say oversized biscuits, great big. And just take it, roll it out, and they put that whole thing in the pan, and they call that a hoe cake.
And
they put, they roll it out and cut it, you know, on biscuit size, you know, take a, use a glass. Usually the biscuits was much larger than you find, you see now in these cans, you know, some great big ones.
Well, it would be, would a whole cake be like a pancake then?
It's something like a pancake, it's just made up. they roll it, fix it up just like they're gonna make biscuits. Roll it out. Instead of cutting it out into biscuits, just take the whole thing and put it in the pan. And cook it. And they call it the whole cake.
Let's see. Did they bake much bread with...
They baked all the bread, isn't it?
But I mean, did they bake the kind of bread that you buy in the store now?
Not too much bread. Yeah, we find a few people who got made. They may make a little light bread, but most of them are biscuits and cornbread.
Mm-hmm.
And make pancakes, you know.
And how about things for dessert? Something in apples or peaches?
Yeah, well, they made a lot of cobblers, and they made those out of both, made out of blackberries. Peaches, apple, green apple, cobbler, mm-hmm. They all were good. And make them put a crust. Yeah, put a crust down in the pan, put all the apples in there, and then put another crust over it. And make it feeling good. And they put a lot of butter and sugar and seasoning, and they really look good.
Mm-hmm. How about different kinds of fish and seafood?
Yeah, well, they. Fish pack the same like it in that buffalo, you know, they catch their fish a lot. Same fish that we put in the catfish, buffalo, and carp. That's the type of fish we see right here.
Mm-hmm.
And, but now, you didn't find too much fish in the store or the market. Couldn't buy too much fish back. We're back, but yeah, recently in the last 20 years, 20 more, before you buy a lot of fish, you know. We're just beginning to buy, you know, in the last 18 years, gets fish out of the store. Usually there's fish, somebody peddling fish around to you. And you find, well, you find some of that too. We find people that do fishing, you know, take a fella out there that but we had to river, they had some fella live down and do nothing but fish. And they go down and fish and get still fish, and they had places that they'd keep them, you know, pool where they keep them, and then tell them around through town, and them sort of no sadness, and maybe they might come around to like, come just go around through the community. They'd buy fish.
Did they, have seafood? Probably not.
You mean like restaurants or something?
Yeah, oysters.
Well, you can buy them in, you know, store, go to the store, buy oysters. I don't know, but you know, I don't know if too many folk eat oysters and shrimp. Tell them about shrimp. Yeah, but I don't like shrimp.
The old timers really never had a taste for it.
No, that shrimp, oysters and stuff, they didn't know anything about that. The only thing they seafood they didn't think of.